Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministries. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Text them, keep on tweeting, and let them know that it's going down here on today. I want to thank all my listeners for coming on today. You know, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in it. You know, a lot of times we only can rejoice whenever he gives us something, you know, that we've asked for. When he has blessed us beyond what we can think or even imagine, then we want to, you know, be thankful for it. But you know what? Let's be joyful regardless. If he don't do nothing else, when he gave his son to die on the cross, that was enough. So let's be thankful each and every day. Don't be overwhelmed by the things that's going on in the world on today. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead and get into our announcement. I want to encourage you, if you missed it yesterday, faith come by hearing. Elder Bertha Askew. Amen. Glory to God. She rocked the house. No, she didn't. She tore the house down. Good God Almighty. He tore Satan's kingdom down. He didn't have a chance whenever Elder got through. Good God Almighty. The show come on every Saturday at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Time. And I encourage you, the show's all pre-recorded, so you can go back and hear it on demand. So you can go back and hear any of the shows that comes on each and every week. And I want to encourage you to tune in every Sunday for Prophetic Corner Ministries. Prophetess Martha Williams, I'm sorry, we call the Hour of Power. I am the first Hour of Power. Prophetess Martha Williams of Prophetic Corner Ministries. This show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. Then the next hour, you will hear none other than Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. He's going to put it on the plate, so I want to make sure y'all come and listen. But it's a word from the Lord each and every time she comes on. Glory to God. And then on Tuesday, we have none other than Apostle Yvonne Rouse. One word from the Lord. Apostle Yvonne Rouse. Pastor Joseph Rouse. 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. If you need a mentor, you need a life coach, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, hook up with them. Go on Facebook and inbox them and let them know what the need is so they can get back with you. You know, I always hear, well, I ain't got nobody to help me. I'm putting it out there so you'll have someone to help you. So contact them on Facebook and let them know what the need may be so they can contact you back. And I understand they will get back with you. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, God is good and he is worthy. And I want to encourage you to come on and partner with us. And in partner, you will receive many, many perks. We're only asking for $25 or more. You will get something from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and it starts all back over again. God is good, I'm telling you, and he is worthy, and I'm going to keep saying it. You know, sometimes we say these sayings, it's just cliche to some people, but you know what? If you say it enough and it gets in your spirit, glory to God, it'll cause things to start to move for you. You'll understand what a good God you serve, and he'll bring all things back to your remembrance, whether you sat in church and you've heard some things that the pastor said and you thought about some things that he's done for you, and he brought you over the hills and he brought you over the mountains and he brought you out of the valleys, and then it'll begin to come back to your remembrance and you'll start to tear up and you'll be saying, Lord God, I didn't even think about the things that you had already done. So understand, God is good and he is worthy to be praised. If he never do anything else, he gave his son so that you may live and have life more abundantly. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you get to learn how to give him praise and give him glory and give him honor. Glory to God. So many times we're getting caught up, excuse me, in the world system and things start to happen. And, you know, he's good, you know, when he can bring you out of this thing. But then sometimes when some things get even the tighter, you know, you sometimes just forget about, well, he brought me out of that, and I know he can bring me out of this. Glory to God. And understand, you don't think, you don't keep your eyes on the things of the world and things in the earth. You keep your eyes on the prize, which is Jesus Christ. That's what you need, and that's all we need, really. You know, he don't mind you having the stuff, but, you know, sometimes the stuff can get you. It can get overwhelming. I got so much stuff till I forgot who gave me this stuff. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. We're going to go ahead. I'm going to open up my line for prayer. If you desire prayer at this time, press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. No one is pressed the 1. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to go ahead and pray, and I'm going to go on down the road with Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for each and every person under the sound of my voice on today. Father, I ask you, Lord, to bless them in a mighty way, Lord. Whatever they need, Lord God, whether it's financial need, Lord, or whether it's healing in their mind or healing in their body, oh God, or whether they are asking you to save some loved ones, oh God. Father God, I ask you, Lord God, to do it, because we know no other power but the Holy Ghost power can turn this thing around. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare, Lord God, that everything that they're believing you for, Lord God, that this is the season, Lord God, for you to turn it around, Lord, because we know, Lord, you go from season to season, and we should go from faith to faith believing, Lord God, that whatever we ask and whatever we're praying for, you can do it in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, I thank you that it's already done, Lord God, that your people, Lord God, are coming back and saying, Lord, I thank you because, Lord, you brought me through. You brought me over, God. In the name of Jesus, you didn't let me stay down there. In that dungeon, Lord, you didn't let me stay, Lord, in that valley, Lord God. In that valley low, you brought me out, Lord God, and brought me over into the newness, Lord God, of life. So, Father God, I thank you. You saved my family members, oh God, from going, Lord God, to hell. Lord God, you saved them, Lord God, and you brought them out. So, Father God, I just said thank you in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, I know, Lord God, that you're everywhere that I need you to be, and you're all that I need you to be, oh God. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that wherever I stand, Lord God, and stand there for on the word of God, Lord God, everything that I'm believing you for shall come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, oh God, how you watched over me and protected me all night last night, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, I thank you, Lord, that you washed me pure as snow, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, you pulled me out and brought me over in the newness of life, oh Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, God. Lord, I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you can heal, Lord God, everywhere they hurt, because, Lord God, your children, Lord, that call upon your name, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, you said you'll rescue them. Whatever they're going through, you'll bring them out, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, I thank you, Lord, and I pray for those, Lord God, oh, my God, that need you, Lord God, on this day, Lord God, those that don't have, they say they don't have anybody to love them, but tell them, Lord God, you are the love, in the name of Jesus, and you will come by and you'll see about them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We give you glory, oh God. We praise your heavenly name on high, Lord God, because if it had not been for you, Lord God, on our side, what would we have done, in the mighty name of Jesus? Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you and we pray for those that are widowed, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, we know you'll go by and you'll see about them, Lord God. And you'll even send others to see about them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, we thank you because your word to take care of those that are widows, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. But you know so many times people don't do that nowadays, Lord God. They're only thinking about themselves. But I ask you and I decree and I declare on this day that you move the heart of man. Hey, now, glory to God. And let them go by and see about them, Lord God. Let them call them up, Lord God, Ask them how they're doing on today. Ask them, do they need anything in the name of Jesus? And if they don't have what they need, we know a God that shall supply all of the needs in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. He ain't gonna let nobody ask for nothing that he can't supply. Hey, glory to God. So, Father God, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We praise your holy name, Lord God. We thank you for today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for yesterday, and we will thank you again on tomorrow. Hey, my God, in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord, we lean on your everlasting love. We lean on you, Lord God, for everything in the name of Jesus. Lord, I give you glory. I give you honor, and I give you praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, I pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, we serve an awesome God. We serve a right now, on time God. Just God Almighty. Amen. I want you to go ahead and turn with me to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. Glory to God. That's my verse today. I'm going to start right there on Colossians chapter 3. You know, we serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God, for he is worthy. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I must say, there's someone, amen, there's this guy, amen, that, amen, ladies, be aware. Amen. Men, be aware also, you know. There's this guy that's coming. He's a counterfeit. He's a counterfeiter. Glory to God. Because, you know, people are coming in there trying to swindle people now. Amen. So just be aware. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because he's coming. He's sweet talking now. Hey, I got to tell you, he's sweet talking, but he's counterfeit. Amen. So just be aware. Hallelujah. You will hear the voice of the Lord, and he'll tell you to step away. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when God tells you to move, move. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't ask no questions. So I'm saying, well, I can't hear from God yet. You can ask God questions. I'm just saying when he says, step away, hallelujah, then you can ask him later. Say, Lord, why did you tell me to step away, hallelujah, because he's counterfeit. This person is a counterfeit person, and they're coming, hallelujah, to try to steal, hallelujah. So just step away, hallelujah, and be careful of the information that you're giving him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Chapter 3 of Colossians. Everybody ready? Let's go in the word of God on today. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. You know, sometimes we can get so caught up, amen, when we are, amen, entered into Christ. You need to understand the spiritual things and seek God and seek the truth, not the things on this earth. You know, so many times, you know, people get so caught up. You know, I got to have the latest, and I got to have this, and I got to stay in the styles, and you're forgetting all about Jesus. He don't mind you having all that stuff, but understand, you've got to keep him first. Hallelujah. You say, Lord, okay, now, Lord, you lead me, guide me where I need to go. And you know, he'll take you there. And if it's something that you want, he don't mind you having it. But you got to keep your mind focused and keep your mind on God, and he will lead you in the right place. And the title of my message is Setting Your Affections in the Right Place. So many times you can set your in the wrong place. Hallelujah. But listen, here's the thing. You're going to sit in the right place on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So seek the things above, amen, not the things below. Yeah, if we were to seek God more and be more intimate with him, then guess what? Everything else will be added. He's going to give us what we need. He'll give us some stuff we didn't ask for. He's going to give it to you no matter what. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He'll send people by to give it to you. Hallelujah. He will. He said, I want you to go over there, and I want you to bless this, and I want you to do that. Make sure you keep God first in everything that you do. Lord, is this what you want me to do? Is this what you want me to do? Or is this how I do it? Because I'm a firm believer. You ask him, he's going to give it to you. And if he don't say nothing, then guess what? I don't do nothing. Like I always tell you, if you don't say nothing, I don't do nothing. And in this verse right here, make sure you're seeking him first. but you can get caught up in some stuff now that's going on. You know, I know a lot of y'all getting all these prank calls, but, hey, man, you know, it says your Social Security number has been suspended and all kinds of crazy stuff is going on. Hallelujah. But me, guess what I'm going to do? Amen. You better not have a number where I can call you back, because I'm going to call you back and ask you what you're talking about. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If not that, there are sites that you can go to. I know some of you say, well, I can't do that. But guess what? Yes, you can get somebody else to do it. Understand, you know, there are people that will help you. I'm one of those people that don't mind helping somebody. If I can help you, I'm going to help you. And if I can't do you no good, then I'm just going to tell you, you know, I can't do it. But guess what? I know somebody else that will and can help me to help you. And that's the way the world should be. But so many times you set your mind on the earthly things, you're not any heavenly good. Glory to God. But he wants us to set our minds in the right place on today. Set your affections on the things of the earth and not on in the world and not things on the earth. Let's move on to verse 2. Set your affection on things above and not on things on the earth. Don't get so caught up in what everybody else is doing that you forget about God. It's okay. We know you need a job. We know that. Man don't work, you don't eat. Amen. We know that. It's okay if you want houses. It's okay if you want land. It's okay if you want any of that. Any of that. All that. And all day. It's good. It is good. But just don't forget how you're going to get there. How you're going to get there is you're going to keep him first, because he's going to take you there. Remember this song they used to sing, let me take you there. He's going to take you there. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 3. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When you unite with Christ, let me just help you out. You know, you have that spirit of Christ on the living on the inside of you, and you begin to pray, and you begin to seek his face, you begin to hear his voice. That's just awesome, I'm telling you. To sit and hear him speak to you, it's an awesome, awesome thing. You can hear everything else, but let me help you out. To hear Jesus, amen, the Holy Ghost speaking to you, that's an awesome thing. It is really awesome, I'm telling you. Glory to God. And he just said, don't go over there. Don't do this. Don't do that. That's an awesome thing. I'm telling you, glory to God. The world cannot understand the full impact. They can't understand. But because you are in Christ and you accept him as your Lord and Savior and you're seeking the things in heaven, then guess what? He's going to let you know. He's going to let nothing come up on you. Amen. Glory to God that you don't know. One thing about all this that happened and everything, I'm not going to say what, you know, but it's just like this. He revealed it to me. He said, I'm not going to let nothing happen except I reveal it to my prophet first. Now, if you're God's real prophet, he revealed it to us first, the things that were coming. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And sometimes you can't tell nobody. You know what? They ain't going to believe it. But you know, he speaks. Hallelujah. I remember a time, amen, that I was going down the one on the highway, and I got ready to turn in, amen, and he told me, he said, these people are trying, hallelujah, to sabotage this person's paperwork. And I said, what? And he said it again. He said, these people are trying to sabotage this person's paperwork. I said, the devil is a lie. Glory to God. I think I speeded up a little bit too much being really for real. Hallelujah. I said, the devil is alive. That ain't going to happen. So when I got to where I was going and I asked them, I said, is someone trying to sabotage your paperwork? And they told me, yes, they were. They never said a word. See, that's how he speaks. And I know when I was already praying when I got there, because he had already told me, amen. But guess what? I called them out and I told them, this is what you need to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's an awesome thing when you get in the word of God and when you get anchored and you seek the things above. I want him to rain down on you on today, the things above and not the things on this earth, because he's going to give you all that. It may not be, amen, glory to God, what you want, amen, but he's going to give you what you need first, and then he'll give you your heart desires. But what you got to do is seek him first. And seek the things above, seek the things in heaven, and know that God will bring you out of everything that you go through. He said many of the afflictions. So that means you're going to have some afflictions down here. But don't let them have you. Understand. Hallelujah. See, he's right there with you. He have not left you. He said, I'll never leave you, nor forsake you. So he's not going to leave you. You know, a lot of times people don't believe the word of God. They really don't. They'll say they believe it, but then they want to go through, and then they want to pick this out, and then they want to say, well, this, that, not. Believe the word of God. Forget about what the devil put in your mind. Believe the word of God. For me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Believe what is written in his Bible. Don't worry about what you think. Hallelujah. I think so many times, a lot of times people get in trouble. Hey, man, I'm just varying just a little bit, and it's okay. A lot of times you get in trouble because of what I see. Everybody has an opinion. Hallelujah. But understand, sometimes you got to wrap your opinion around the word of God, the word of this book, this Bible, because guess what? Your opinion would get you in a whole lot of trouble. Hallelujah. And you wouldn't have had to go through all that valley. Hallelujah. You wouldn't have had that valley experience. Let's move on. Hallelujah. To verse 4. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Let's move on to verse 5. Glory to God. Mortify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanliness, inordinate affection, evil, conceptuous, and covetousness with idolatry. Which is idolatry. You see right there, he's telling you how to live. He's telling you how to walk. Now, when he said mortify, that means that your old self is going to die. Saying whenever you come into knowing who he really is, then guess what? You're a new creature. Don't let nobody tell you nothing different. Say, yeah, I gave my life to Christ yesterday. Well, guess what? You're a new creature. So all things should be passed away. And are you going to stop doing what you're doing all of a sudden? No, not so. People will tell you, yeah, you got, no, uh-uh. It takes time. It takes years. Hallelujah. To continue on. Glory to God. No, it ain't going to stop right then, but that's okay. At least you gave your life to Christ. Now you're a new creature. So everything, old things are passed away. So now you're seeking him for whatever he wants you to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 6. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. Don't you know people who profess Christianity but are not Christians, God has a wrath side, and he will not overlook the sins that we do. He's not going to overlook it. Because sometimes people think, you know, just because he's going to overlook it. No, that don't exclude me. That don't exclude you. I don't care. If I am prophetess Martha Williams, that don't exclude me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Understand, I'm going to be the first one. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because I'm professing. He said that I'm his prophet. He's going to judge the household of faith first. Stand that. Thank you, Lord. Yes, he is. So that don't exclude anybody from anything. Let's move on to verse 7. In these which ye also walked sometimes when ye lived in them. This is saying that all have sinned. And, you know, people always say we all have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. You know, they take that out of context. Each and every time. I've had that to be thrown at me so many times. And you know what I did? I threw them right back at them, and I told them, I said, listen, here's what you got to understand. If I know to do better and don't do no better, then that man is sin. So if I know what things are wrong, then I'm going to go ahead and do them anyway, and I already know that man is sin, okay? Yes, he will forgive you, but I know that it's wrong. I can't go do those things, and if they're wrong, because he's coming at me first. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, you know, they do. They throw those scriptures around all the time. People say different stuff and different things. They only say the parts that's going to really, how should I say it, make them feel good. That's it. Now, the other part, they'll totally forget it. They'll just wipe it out. It's just nonchalant. They don't care about that part. See, they were talking about we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. I had that repeated to me. Amen. Glory to God several times. But I said that's not what it's saying. So if you're reading your Bible, let me help you out. When you read it, amen, ask God for understanding of that. Because you are throwing that at me, but it's wrong, okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you mean tell me he won't forgive? He forgive you. He know that you know that it's wrong, and then you keep doing it. Then guess what? There's no forgiveness for that. Hallelujah, glory to God. You're going to have to suffer the consequences for that. That's just it. That's the bottom line. That's just it. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 8. But know ye also, put on all of these anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communications out of your mouth. He's telling you right here how to live for him. You know, when we seek the things above, then, you know, the Holy Ghost, when we get that Holy Ghost power, it's going to tell us if we're wrong, or if we're doing something wrong, if we're not dressing right, you know, if you're not treating your neighbors right, if you're not treating people right, then guess what? You're going to feel that, because he's going to let you know, don't go there, don't say that, don't do that. Glory to God. And sometimes you have to just turn around and say, okay, he done told me what I need to do, and walk away. But some stuff you really shouldn't let out your mouth. Hallelujah. My God. Because sometimes people can talk so rough to other people. They angry at other people, but then they'll come at you, and you haven't did anything to them. And he's saying, once you become in Christ Jesus, you need to learn how to pray and seek the things above and ask him. You know, something, the Ten Commandments are there. You know, there are other commandments that are there. And some just think the Ten Commandments was just written. No, it's there as a guideline. But there's other things, that other ways that you have to live also in the Word of God. So when you began the journey, understand, you use the Ten Commandments as your guide, yes. And then you will grow, amen, like I said, years and years and years and years. Your growth will become even the more. Whenever you begin to serve the Lord and you think of him first and you put him first and all that other stuff, you know, amen, it's nonchalant. Don't even worry about it. It don't have a place in you. Let's move on to verse 9. Amen. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. You know, isn't it something how people can just come and tell a lie now, and they tell a lie when the truth would do? Isn't it something how people will go and just lie to other people? And you know, sometimes they get caught in their story. Well, not story, their lies. Let's put it like that. You know, they get caught up in their lies. Lying is a sin. I don't care what way you put it, how you bounce the ball, lying is a sinful act. The Bible says, thou shalt not do what? Lie. So why would you lie? You know, even people go and lie to their leaders. You know, sometimes they'll go, amen, here we go. I know it. Here we go, Lord. Amen. You know, they'll even tell them, you know, well, Lord, you know, they'll say, well, no, this is all my tithes I got. This is all I had in my check. Glory to God. Don't you know God see you? He saw, amen, whenever they printed your check out, how much he got and how much he brought home. Don't you know he saw it? And if you got an extra one, don't you know he saw that too? Why not just tell the truth? Amen. They always say, tell the truth. Stay in the church and do what you need to do, because you want God to bless you beyond measure. You want him to bless you so much that you have enough to give someone else, because you can't give someone something where you are if you just got just enough for your foe and no more. You want him to bless you beyond measure. There are some people that give till it hurts. You guess what? He always give it back. Hey, man, and he don't come back with just no little bit. He give them a surplus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 10. Amen. And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge, after the image of him that created him. You know, the new man, when this person becomes a new creature in God, you begin to pray and seek God's face for understanding. And that's what you do. A lot of people say, well, you know, I bless my food. Yes, you bless your food. You say your prayers when you go to bed. Oh, that's good, good and dandy. But can you spend at least, amen, can you just spend at least 30 minutes? Amen. I only say 10, 15 minutes. You know, sometimes you need to go past that. Can you just spend a little time just sitting and talking to the Lord? You know, Lord, I have been doing all I need to do, and I know it, Lord. The Lord, forgive me, and I need to come more to you, and I need to do more for you. So, Lord, forgive me for all that I didn't do. Or you can just listen, and he will talk back. Amen. And sometimes he may not, you know, some people think that it's going to be, he's going to just speak to you. Sometimes he'll speak to you through a song. He'll speak to you through other people. He'll speak to you through the TV. Any kind of way, it don't matter, as long as you get it. Glory to God. So don't close your ears to other people that are speaking. Hey, I might not be one of the speakers of, you know, that y'all really like. It's okay. I ain't worried about all that. My thing is, if I'm doing what he called me to do, that's enough. That's it. So you have to be bold. You have to come on out, amen, and do whatever God calls you to do. You don't worry about speaking like nobody else. You don't worry about praying about like nobody else. You don't worry about how you read the word and get your understanding like nobody else. You get what he wants to give you for yourself. That's where you are. Don't worry about nothing else. Sometimes you get so tied up, you want to be somebody else. You want to pray like this one and pray like that one. And then you know what? He said a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So that means you're double-minded. And every time you pray and you seek the Lord, you got to try to pray like, you know, the prophet, the preacher, the teacher, the pastor. No, you get your own, hallelujah. He will give you your own if you ask. Hallelujah. Your own unique way of praying, your own unique way of bringing forth the word. That's what he wants. He don't want no copycat. God is not a copycat. Hallelujah. He wants you to have your own unique way. Hallelujah. I know sometimes they always say, well, girl, you something else. No, what it is, I just bring it forth differently. I bring it forth where they can understand it. That's what it is. You want to break it down, because if you preaching something way over here, I don't know what you're talking about. Break it down so I can understand it. That's where you need to be. Don't worry about it. And you get your understanding from the Lord. You don't worry about trying to get other people's understanding. Hallelujah. But when they preach, understand, it ought to be something that you can take away. Because sometimes people say, well, you know, I didn't understand. Well, when you're listening, you know, have you confessed Jesus as Lord? Because you don't have a spiritual ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Don't care. So I'm just turning it on, turning the phone on, and, you know, and they're going on about their business. You know what? I heard your sermon. Amen. Glory to God. Don't you think I don't know if you lay the phone down and going on about your business, okay? Hallelujah. Without even saying, okay, well, what did you hear? What did I say? You know, well, let me think back. Nah, you don't take that long to think back. If I'm calling you like 10 minutes later and you say, well, I don't know, let me think back. That means you laid the phone down, you cut it on, laid it down. Hallelujah. I'm not going to call y'all on today. But you laid the phone down, hallelujah, and you cut it on and let it keep going until I said amen. And then you, amen, came back, picked it up, and cut it off. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 11. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Christ is in all of us. He's everywhere. Amen. You want him to be. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost don't dwell in the unclean place. So you want to make sure that you're clean so you can get the Holy Ghost power, because that's what's going to keep you. Hallelujah. That's what's going to help you to get on and get, you know, amen, along in your day. That's what's going to help you, amen, to stay strong. That's what's going to help you whenever things are going bad. Then you can call on the Holy Ghost power and say, I need your Holy Ghost. So that's what's operating in the earth today. The Holy Ghost, I need you. Give me some strength here. Amen. I can't make it by myself. I need you. Come on, give me some power. And guess what? The Holy Ghost will kick in. But understand, he don't dwell in no unclean place. So you need to clean your vessel and then call on the Holy Ghost power. That's what you do. Hallelujah. Let's move to verse 12. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long-suffering. Sometimes you got to suffer long for some stuff. And when you ask it, it may not come right then. Hey, man, but let me help you out. It's coming. But sometimes you got to suffer some stuff long. But that don't mean God done left you. He ain't going to let you go hungry. He ain't going to let the lights go off. If you're doing what you're supposed to do, he ain't going to do none of that. He's going to always have a ram in the bush. Remember, amen, when Abraham was going up, amen, on the hill, he told him to sacrifice his son. So Abraham was taking him up, hallelujah. And then there was a ram going up on the other side. Huh? So you know what he'll do? He'll always have a ram in the bush. He's not going to leave you alone, glory to God, hallelujah. He'll tell somebody, he'll put somebody, amen, in your path that you can go to, or he'll put somebody in your path to say, well, you know what? God laid you on my heart. So here's what I want to do. I want to give you this. And don't worry about it and stop asking all them questions. Just receive it and say, thank you, Jesus. I don't care if it's $2. I don't care if it's 10. I don't care if it's 20, 30, 40, whatever it is. Just thank you, Lord, that you laid this person on my heart. Now, I'm going to go ahead on and do what I'm supposed to do and do for the Lord. I'm not doing it because of you. I'm doing it because he laid you on my heart to do it. Then that's what you do. Receive it and go on. Now understand, this is the type of God that we serve. He ain't going to give you no junk. He ain't going to bring you no junk. He ain't going to give you nothing that you can't use. Hallelujah. We don't serve that type of God. So sometimes, you know, people will say, well, you know what, God laid me, you know, he laid this on my heart to get it for you, and you can't even wear it. You can't, ain't nothing you can do with it for real. Hallelujah. But he's not that type of God. He's not that type of God. If you, he said, if you sow good seed, then you're going to reap good seed. That means if you're sowing good seed, then guess what? If you're sowing money, whatever, hallelujah, the deed may be, if you're sowing some clothes, you're sowing jewelry, you're sowing whatever, then you're going to reap that good thing back. You ain't going to get no junk. That ain't what you sow. So if you want, he said, if you sow bountifully, you reap bountifully. So that means if you give good gifts, then he's going to give you good gifts back. Glory to God. Because I know all he's giving me is the good stuff. Hallelujah. Now, you'll have some people say, well, you know what? God laid me on your heart, my heart, to give you this. But you know what? It's just something that they didn't want that they gave to you. They just gave it away. I'm like, okay, Lord. Now, I know you ain't told them to do this, okay? This couldn't be. You ain't told nobody to give nothing that they don't want themselves. That ain't God. But you know, people will come and say that. But you have to understand. If you give good, then he's going to give you good. Although you might be going over right now. You're going over the mountain. Hallelujah. The mountain ain't going over you. He's going to give you what you need. Hallelujah. Let's move on right to verse 12. Now let's move on 13. Forbearing one another and forgive one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do you. You've got to learn how to forgive. You've got to forgive. Forgive them for yourself if nothing else. You know, sometimes you maybe have to be the bigger person. So you know what? I was wrong, and I'm sorry. It don't matter. I was discussing that, amen, the other day with someone. And I said, you know what? It wasn't about them. And it wasn't that I'm scared of them. See, sometimes people say, well, just because you did that, you must be scared. No, it had nothing to do with any of that. Let me help you out. Any of that. What it was, amen, I know somebody had to be the bigger person. Hallelujah. So here's the thing. I wouldn't ask them for forgiveness for them. I was doing it for me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. And that's what you got to do. You got to learn how to forgive. Amen. And listen, I know it'll come back up, but guess what? As many times as it come up, amen, just go ahead and knock it down with the word of God. If you got the word of God in you, if you don't have a one scripture, use that scripture that you got, hallelujah, until you grow so you can say more. Because we serve a good God. We serve an awesome God. He ain't worried about all that. But you have to learn how to forgive no matter what they did to you. It don't matter if it was back there in 1999. It don't matter if it was back there, amen, 2000. It don't matter if it was yesterday. It don't matter if it was last week. You got to learn how to forgive. You know, I'm that person. I forgive and I go on. You know, and I tell them, I say, you know what, I don't even want to hear it. I don't even worry about it. It's okay. Because guess what? God can take care of folks far better than I can. I'm being upset. I'm being mean. Hallelujah. But guess what? It ain't going to do me no good. Get your high blood pressure. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Make you miss what God has for you because you ain't forgetting. If he forgives you, then you got to learn how to forgive them. Hallelujah. You be the bigger person and just go ahead and just, okay, forgive them and go on and keep it moving. Hallelujah. Let's move to verse 14. And above all things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfection. You know, always be thankful. Always love. Love is what holds things together. Now, sometimes people say, you know, well, they're hard to love, but you got to love them anyway. You got to have the love of Christ in your heart. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Understand, love is what's going to make you better. It ain't going to make you bitter. Hallelujah. Learn how to love, forgive, and keep it moving. Don't let nobody take everything that God is trying to build in you away. Hallelujah. My God. Let's move on to verse 15. Hallelujah. And let the peace of God rule in your heart, to be which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. You know, always give thanks. Always give God thanks. You wake up in the morning, thank you, Lord. Lord, you woke me up. If you can't remember when you wake up first, amen. Some people don't understand. But just whenever you get up out of the bed, just say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you because you didn't have to let me wake up this morning. Lord, I thank you. You didn't have to keep me all night. Lord, I thank you. You didn't have to clothe me in my right mind, Lord God, and give me a mind to get up, get dressed, put my own clothes on. Hey, glory to God. Because some people think, hallelujah. So, Lord, you kept me, Lord God. You gave me a mindset to get up, Lord God, and to put my own clothes on, Lord God. You gave me a mindset to get up and get dressed and go out that door and drive my own car, because some people can't even drive now. Hallelujah, glory to God. Lord, you gave me a mindset to go to this job and to do, Lord God, my work. You gave me this mindset, Lord God, to drive back down the road without getting lost. You gave me a mindset, Lord God, because you made everything get back and behave. Oh, my God, that's the type of God we serve. So be ye thankful all the time. Hallelujah, not just one time. You know, be thankful. I challenge you on this day. Be thankful on purpose. Be thankful on purpose. Let's move on to verse 16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. You know, you don't have to have a song, amen, that comes from the radio. You can make up your own song. As long as you're singing to the Lord, you can start off with, Lord, I love you. Just say, sing, Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. And just begin to continue to say it. And before you know it, you have a song. Just start singing songs in your heart. You can also go to the book of Psalms, and you can pick out a song if you can't make up a song. But let that be your song that you have in your heart. You can hum it all day. You can sing it if you want to. Hallelujah. It don't matter if you miss a note. Sometimes I hum and I sing, and one of the people, amen, that I know that you don't quit your day job. Glory to God, but that's okay. I wasn't doing it for them. I was doing it for him. If they known him, then they would have known why I was doing that. But that's what I'm saying. So you got to have a heart for God. Don't worry about what they say. I mean, I didn't do it for them anyway. I was doing it for him. Long as he's enjoying my song, then that's all I need. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't need nobody to give me no gold records, you know, and all that. I don't need all that. It's okay, but if they hear it and they want to write a contract, then that's fine. We're going to work with it. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Verse 17. And whatsoever ye do in the word of deed, do all in the name of the Lord, Jesus giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Always give thanks. Make up your own love song to God. Let Christ control your thinking. You know, sometimes we can let anybody else control our thinking. You can let anybody else do anything. But then, you know, when you just think about it. I know y'all been watching, amen, the news and everything. You know, people let other people control their mind. They let other people control what they do. They let other people tell them what they need to do and how they need to do it. But the main thing is, let Christ control your mind. Hallelujah. Giving thanks unto the Lord, for he is the one that created you. He is the one that gave you life and gave you strength. He is the one, hallelujah, gave his son for us so we can dedicate, amen, our life back to him. Because we were created to praise him. We were created to give him glory. That's really why we're here. And to tell others about the goodness of God. Let's move on to glory to God. Verse 18. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husband, and it is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. You know, so many times, you know, they always talking about, you know, women are abusive and men are abusive to their wives. But, you know, there are some women that are abusive to their husbands. You know, not only, you know, the men beat on the women now, the women beat on the men now. Glory to God. That thing is swapped around. Hallelujah. But don't be bitter. Hallelujah to them. Amen. Treat them with respect. You know, it goes both ways. It's just not about you, amen, husband. It's not about you, wife. It's about coming together in Christ and praying and ask the Lord to help you and bless your marriage and whatever's wrong, Lord God, fix it and show me how to fix it. He'll take you to the Word and he'll show you how to do it too. Amen. And listen, if you don't think that works for you, I'm telling you now, hook up with Apostle Yvonne Rouse, Pastor Joseph Rouse on Facebook, inbox them, and they can help you. Amen. Let's move on. Verse 20. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Verse 21. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. You know, sometimes parents do provoke their children, you know, and then it brings on a lot of confusion. It brings on a big mess. You know, children killing parents and just different things. Don't provoke your children. It says in the Word of God, don't provoke them. Don't do that to them. Hallelujah. You're going to talk to them. Go to them. Amen. And but pray before you go. What I learned is if it's something I got to say, I got to step back for a second. So if I just understand, if I go and I'm in my zone and I'm in my flesh, then I know it's going to come out fleshly. So sometimes I have to just step back. I said, okay, Lord, now you give me the right time and the right thing to say, because I don't want to say nothing that's going to hurt nobody. I don't want to say nothing that's going to make nobody angry. And that's the thing, you got to learn to do that. And, you know, he'll give it to you just like that. He'll give it to you where to go just smooth as butter. That's when you know you got him first, and you put everything else second. You seek the things on high and not the things on this earth, and he'll give it to you just like you need it. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 22. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service and men pleasers, but in singleness to heart, fearing God. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance. For ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done. And there is no respect of person. Now, what all that saying is, I went on and read it, what that saying is, you know, how some people on the job, they'll only work and pretend they're doing something when somebody's around and someone's watching them. Well, the thing about it is, understand, God watches you, sees you. It doesn't matter whether they see you or not. Make sure you're doing what you are supposed to do when you're supposed to do it. Amen, glory to God. And guess what, everything will go just fine. You know how sometimes people don't, amen, you can wait till someone get around and then they'll get to, well, hey, come here and let me tell you this and this and that. And you know what, they ain't did nothing that really they supposed to do. Now they want to call those that are in charge, hallelujah, to come and see what they want. They ain't did nothing since Huck was a pup. Now he a grown dog and ain't did nothing. But then you got the nerve to want to call them, hallelujah, and tell them something and ask them a question about your work, but then you ain't did nothing. See, if you do what you're supposed to do and go through protocol, then guess what? You wouldn't have to do all that. You wouldn't have to try to show out when somebody get around like you're working and ain't doing not nothing. And ain't did nothing. Hallelujah. Ain't did nothing since 1999. Glory to God. That's why it's so hard for you. And then you pretend, hallelujah, like, okay, well, I did this, I did that, and don't be done did not nothing. So, you know, he's saying you obey those that he have placed over you to do your work and do what you're supposed to do. And when your day is done, then you go home. You don't worry about it because guess what? You completed your task. You did what he called you to do. But it ain't got nothing to do with them. Because you understand, if God sees you, if they don't see you, so it don't matter. And on this last verse, I want to read this again. Glory to God. It says, but he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done. And there is no respect of person. You know what? Whatever you do wrong, understand. There's repercussions for wrongdoing. There's repercussions for sin. It doesn't exclude me either. It doesn't exclude nobody. It doesn't exclude the evangelist, the prophet, the pastor, the teacher, amen, the usher, it only, nobody, the song leader. I don't care if you can bring the anointing up in there and everybody falling out. It don't exclude nobody because everybody will be paid back for the wrongdoing that they do. He has no respect of person. God has no respect of person. Hallelujah. He will, amen, pay you back. You know how people think, well, you know, it's okay. I'm going to be all right. Yeah, you'll be all right, true enough. But don't you want to follow God? Learn how to follow God and learn how to stay in his word and put him first. pray and seek his face day and night, hallelujah. Spend time with him so he can tell you about what he wants and how he wants you to do it and how he wants you to seek him and what's to come. And he'll tell you all these things. There were some things that he told me for years, really. And those things are now starting to happen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So guess what? He had already prepared me. And I thank God he did, because he is a preparer. He said ain't nothing going to come up on my prophets. He said, I'm going to reveal it to my prophets first. Ain't nothing going to come up on me, and nothing ain't going to come up in this world. Because somebody knew everything that happened now. Someone knew it. Hallelujah. He did. He revealed it to them. Hallelujah. Just because you didn't hear it, that don't matter. He revealed it to someone. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, I reveal it to them first, and he will. He'll let you know that this to come, that's to happen. So be careful. Let me show you where to go. Let me show you how to do, because it's coming. So get ready, because it's coming. Jesus is to return soon. So don't let him catch you with your work undone. Be still and know that Jesus is Lord. Glory to God. Set your things on high and not on the earth. Glory to God. Don't get so caught up in the houses and the land and the cars and you forget all about him. It's nothing wrong with that. Understand. I have to say it again. So you won't go and say, well, you know what? The prophet told us not to believe. No, I didn't say that. Believe for your houses, land, and cars. No, you believe for all that. But don't put it first. Put him first, and everything else will fall in place. So, Lord, you know what? This is the house that I want. Lord, this is the house that I want you to give me. So then, guess what? You put in first, and you ask him to give it to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So guess what? You're good. You just continue on down the road. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for everyone under the sound of my voice, oh Lord. We ask you, God, to bless them in a mighty way. Let them put you first, Lord God, and all the other things, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. You said you'll add to them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. Father God, we pray right now, oh Lord God, for those that are coming to Christ, Lord God. Let them have a grip on the word of God. Let them understand it like never before, Lord. Lord God, I bind all hindering spirits to move all spirits out of the way that's not like you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We know, Lord God, that if you be for us, no man can be against us. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, oh God, I ask you, Lord God, to give them, Lord God, everything that their heart desire as they put you first and seek your kingdom, Lord God, and you add to them daily in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray right now, oh God, to give them strength. Lord, I pray for the elderly, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to strengthen them where they're weak, Lord God. Build them where they're torn down right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, and we give you glory. We give you honor, oh God, because if it had not been for you, Lord, on our side, what would they have done, Lord? In the name of Jesus, oh God, you said you'll be a mother to the motherless, you'll be a father to the fatherless, Lord. In